Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance. And before I get to my first guest, I have the executive board member for the Elkton Chamber Alliance, Margie Blystone, on the phone. Margie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Margie, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Good morning. It's going great.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. I want to ask, can people sign up for the Elkton Chamber Alliance today if they want, Margie?
Oh, yes, definitely. They could go to theElktonAlliance.org and sign up and become a member.
It's right on the homepage there, and it's definitely worth the check out. And we also shared that link earlier on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHMGold, and also a direct link to your actual Facebook page so people can find out more information about the Elkton Chamber Alliance. But, Margie, you're also the chair of the Elkton Arts and Entertainment District, and you're also in charge of Fall Fest, which I guess kicked off last night, but today is the official day, right?
Yes, exactly. Last night we had our kickoff party with a big car show, and today we have, it's just the place that you want to be. We're featuring over 80 crafters, artisans, and vendors. It starts at 10 a.m. and goes till 6 p.m. tonight. We have food trucks on the street and great dining options at our Elkton merchants. We also are kicking off the morning with the Cub Scouts Pushcart Derby. That starts at 10 a.m. Then we've got kids things going on all day long, games, prizes, moon bounce, obstacle course. A little farm is going to be featuring pony rides, and we've got characters between 12 and 4 p.m. We've got Elsa, Tiana, Marshall from Paw Patrol, Spider-Man, and Belle and Gaston coming. So lots of fun for the little kids too.
Wow. So fun for the whole family. Free to attend, of course, Margie, right? And it's happening in downtown Elkton?
Downtown Elkton, and this year we have two stages. Typically, we only have one stage, but we're going to have one on North Street and one down at the end of Main Street. So we've got a whole list of bands. We're doing a Battle of the Bands competition, and that's going to be starting at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got Bobby Ann's Dance Studio, which will be performing from 11 to 12. And Cecil County Animal Services is going to have a pet contest that they have finalists that will be best dressed, most pampered pet owner lookalike, most adventurous pets, and they'll be awarding the winners that morning at 10 a.m.
Wow. So it's a full day of activities. It kicks off here in a little bit at 10 a.m. Can they go directly to Elkton Alliance's website for more info?
They can go to ElktonFallFest.com, and that will have all the information of the map, the vendors, everything that's happening, our sponsors, everything's listed on the website. But there is a schedule of events going on there. They can figure that out. When you come downtown, we'll have brochures that will have all the information in it also. But it's really going to be a fun day. I mean, it's fun for the whole family.
Wow. Sounds like you have a busy day ahead of you, Margie. Sounds like it's going to be a blast.
Most definitely.
I might have to check it out for sure. So Fall Fest getting ready to kick off here in a little bit. And that's why I have the chair of the Elkton Arts and Entertainment District on the phone, Margie Blystone. Thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about Fall Fest that's getting ready to start here at 10 a.m. this morning. Thanks so much, Margie.
Thank you very much, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. Good luck today. Take care.
Thank you.
And my actual first guest this morning is Mary McGosh. She's the director of Elkton Parks and Recreation. Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going today so far?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. Thanks so much for calling in. Of course, you guys are with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right, Mary?
Yes.
Of course, the Elkton Parks and Recreation are. And you guys have been with them for what? I would guess
many years.
Many years, right? And isn't it crazy that there are people in the community that have these small businesses that work in Elkton and the surrounding areas that are not part of the Elkton Chamber Alliance yet?
Yes, it is. They're a great organization to be with.
Because it's a nice way to meet with people you might not normally meet with, right? For networking opportunities and stuff like that?
Yes.
So it's definitely worth checking out, and you can go directly to their website, like I said earlier, by going to our Facebook page. Their direct website is ElktonAlliance.org, but we shared that on our page earlier at facebook.com/WHMGold with a direct link to get you to their actual Facebook page website where you can find out more information. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff, and the direct website for the Elkton Parks and Recreation is Elkton.org/parks-recreation, right?
Yes.
And so we all hear of Parks and Recreation. There was a TV show about it. Can you kind of explain what you do over there, I guess, Mary, to someone who might not have heard of that?
Yes, we offer programs for youth through adults. We have sports, arts and crafts. We recently opened the Neighborhood Community Center in downtown Elkton. It's located at 121 Stockton Street. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. We have free programs. We have classes that you can register for. Upcoming, we have a basketball league, dance classes. We also offer open gym basketball free to the residents of Elkton. And we have a open gym volleyball that we're trying to get started on Tuesday nights. So anyone can come in. It's free and play pickup games, practice your skills, whatever you'd like to do. So we just have a variety of stuff that we're trying to, you know, get out to the community. Programs for seniors. We've been working with different organizations to get stuff in here for all ages.
This is the Neighborhood Community Center. So this is new, right?
It is brand new. We opened last October. So we've been open about a year now.
Okay. And so, of course, with COVID and everything, you still have to be careful. But you guys are now open for business, right?
Yes, we are open. Currently, we are requiring people to wear masks just for, you know, vaccinated or unvaccinated, just for the safety of everybody. We have a lot of kids in here who are unable to be vaccinated this time. So just we are requesting everyone to please wear a mask when they come in.
And exactly where is the Neighborhood Center located, Mary?
We're at 121 Stockton Street. It's behind the Board of Education in Elkton.
And you're open, you said, Monday through Friday, when?
9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Is there like a website for that for more information, or is it just go on your website? Or
yes, you go to our website. There's actually a link for our fall activity guide, and it has all of the upcoming classes, and then you can also register online. We take registrations over the phone, but like I said, we do have a lot of free stuff that does not require any pre-registration. You can just show up. We have toddler time program, you know, for all ages, basketball. We have activity rooms where there's arts and crafts, video games, books, games, puzzles. So we have a lot going on and a lot of free stuff for the community.
Wow. So what's the phone number to call?
Our phone number is 410-620-7964.
You want to say that one more time?
410-620-7964.
And again, you can find it directly on the website, elkton.org/parks-recreation. And to make it simple, we share the link on our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, with the direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. When you click on there, they can have access to your stuff. So it seems like this is for all ages, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
From, you said, toddler tumbling to senior classes.
Correct.
Okay, so people can register and they can find out more information on there now. So if people call that number, obviously with today being Saturday, you guys aren't open today. So what time Monday can they call that number?
After 9 a.m.
Okay, after 9 a.m. And then, like you said, most of the events there are free to check out.
We have daily activities that are free to the public, and we also have, like I said, we do have classes you can register for, but we have, you know, free stuff going on every day.
And nearby, there are other town parks people can stop by, right?
Yes, we have parks in town that there's some playground equipment and stuff. We have a dog park. We have a walking track. So we have a lot going on.
Yeah, you do have a lot going on. So again, people can find more information by going directly to the website, elkton.org/parks-recreation. And what was that phone number again?
It's 410-620-7964.
All right. And again, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So the director of the Elkton Parks and Recreation, Mary McGaw, I want to thank you so much for calling in today to give us more information about the big community center that's just opened up. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care, Mary. Thanks again.
All right, take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Ray Walters, the owner of Walt's Tavern, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's featured chamber is the Elkton Chamber Alliance, and my final guest is Ray Walters, the owner of Walt's Tavern. Ray, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, Ray, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Good morning. Wonderful as usual. Thank you.
Good. I really appreciate you calling in, of course, and you're with the Elkton Chamber Alliance, right?
That's correct.
And how long have you been with them about, Ray?
About 9 years now.
Okay. And so from what you've seen, would you recommend to a business that's getting ready to open or been in business for a while to reach out to the Elkton Chamber Alliance?
Absolutely. They've been an integral part of us growing our business with awareness and getting us involved in the community, which developed both a lot of professional and personal friends, yes.
Especially when you're out there with the community, you get to meet community members you might not normally meet with, right, with networking opportunities?
Yes, very true. They have a lot of different events, socials. Just in general, to share information in the community has helped us tons, yes.
Yeah, it's really worth to check out. So that's why if you do want more information, you can go directly to their website, ElkdenAlliance.org. And to make it simple, we shared that link earlier this morning on our page on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We have a direct link to get to their website and their actual Facebook page. When you click in there, they can have access to your stuff. And your direct website is waltztavern.com. And for those that might not have heard of that, could you kind of explain what Waltz Tavern is, Ray Walters?
Well, it's more of a local bar, a friends type of a bar. Right. During the day, we get a lot of retired people come in and sit, socialize, discuss politics, solve all the problems of this country. And in the afternoon, late early evening, you get more of a working class people coming by for a quick bite to eat or a little adult refreshment. And then late at night, you get the younger crowd that's on a little different schedule than most of us. So.
And how long have you been around for?
Waltz has been in business a little over 9 years.
Wow.
And as I said, with the chamber about 9 years, the then chamber leader, Mary Jo Jablonski, kind of recruited us and got us in. Mary Jo has since passed, but her footprint is left all over the community. Good
she was
stuff.
So great, yeah. But she was always a big part of this show as well. And so, okay, so you've been around for 9 years. So where exactly are you located?
There's a Redner Shopping Center on Route 213. As you exit Elkton and head toward Schaefer's Canal House down that way, we're on the right-hand side going down in a strip mall shop. Center.
And when do you normally open, Ray?
We open 11 o'clock in the morning, and we are open till 1 or 2, depending what night of the week it is. And we are actually open 365 days a year. Some of them are partial days because there are a lot of people at Christmas and Christmas Eve that need a place to go, and we've kind of been a spot for many people.
Oh, very nice. So you open up at 11 a.m. every day, so you're getting ready to open up here kind of shortly. And so, like with today being Saturday, are there different specials throughout the week?
Yeah, definitely. Friday night, there's music, and every night there are some form of drink specials, food specials, and, you know, our kitchen's always coming up with something new to try it. You know, typically we serve bar food, and that's kind of what we promote to the people.
And your happy hour is pretty well known. You've actually won, like, best happy hour for a few years, right?
That's correct, yes. And I think that's, you know, I attribute that really to my staff. I mean, the people that are in at that time of the day know that their job is not for them to have a good time, but to make sure that the customers have a good time. And we all have bad days, but we minimize those. And I think the people enjoy coming in, having a friendly, you know, friendly face and smile from the bartenders and staff, yes.
Very nice. And you also have pool tables there.
We do. We have two pool tables, two regulation pool tables. And we have a couple electronic games here that people that'll they'll play to get their mind occupied. But, yeah, kind of we try to do a little bit for everybody, really. I think we have a very diverse crowd, and it plays well to the Elkton community. So, yeah, it works good for us.
So you guys also have a loyalty program, so when the regulars keep coming back, they get points or something, right?
Yeah, it's a dollar-based thing. You know, a dollar's a point, and it's so many points, you can redeem them for free food, complimentary food, or sometimes other specials. A lot of people don't take advantage of it, but there are a lot of people that do, and everybody likes free.
Yeah, absolutely. So. If it's free for me, I'll take three, Ray, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Of course. And you guys also have events there. Can people, like, rent out the place or something like that? Do you guys host stuff?
Well, we've done anything from birthday parties to memorials to after-wedding receptions and all. Yeah, the bar's kind of divided in two sections, and we can kind of block off the one section and accommodate up to about 70 people for an event, yes.
And I was talking about your happy hour. It's known probably because the drinks, because you have a big liquor selection and a bunch of rotating drafts, right?
That's correct. We have 18 drafts. Wow. And probably about 12 or 13 of them are consistent, and the other five will rotate, you know, with seasonal pumpkin beer, which is something we're rolling into now, to Oktoberfest-type beers. But, you know, kind of go which way ever the crowd is swinging with it. And some of the local breweries are represented on our taps as well.
And what are some of the popular food items you have?
Well, always wings in a bar, very big. We do steamed clams and shrimp. We have extended seafood menu, you know, fish and chips, you know, fried shrimp, clams. We do crabs during the season. We're still in crabs here for probably a couple more weeks, but we do a lot of bushels of crabs. Needless to mention, we're in Maryland, so everybody loves crabs.
Absolutely. So, again, you know, with today being Saturday, you're going to open up at 11 a.m. because you open up at 11 a.m. every day. Then what time are you open till today?
We're open until 1 o'clock tonight, and usually around 12:30, we close the doors, don't allow people in real late at night, but we let the people that are here appreciate the last hour or so, and again, get ourselves closed up, cleaned up, and ready for the next day.
Is there a phone number people can call?
Sure. To order crabs or place an advance order on food, you can always call at 410-392-2433.
You want to see that number one more time?
Sure. 410-392-2433.
And again, you can find that directly on your website, waltztavern.com. And to make it simple, go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHJimGold. We'll have a direct link to get you to the Elkton Chamber Alliance's Facebook page and website. Click on there, and they're going to have access to your stuff. For more information...
And I was just going to add, and our Facebook page is probably our most current to use. We post every day. We post the specials every day. We post who's working. And with football season coming into our second week of football season here, we always have football specials, and we do purple parties on Friday nights, which is for our Ravens fans. We have 18 TVs, so there's always a lot of sports going on. Again, we try and stay local with them, but sometimes people ask us to reach out and get something a little further out.
Okay, so people can come by and check out. So you're going to be open here in a little bit, then you're going to be open till 1 o'clock tonight. So where again exactly are you located, Ray?
We're on Route 213 in the Redner Shopping Center in Elkton, heading toward Chesapeake City.
And what's the exact address?
307 Augustine Herman Highway. And we're on the corner as you pull in the shopping center, across from the bank.
All right. And you can find out more information by going directly to the website. So that's why I want to thank the owner of Walt's Tavern, Ray Walters. Thank you so much for calling in to give us more information about your big tavern over there in Elkton. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Justin. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. And until next time, have a great day.